Gemara Nazir, Dafn and Gimel, Masechet dedicated for the Refuah Shel Rav Moshe Ben Dina. Renna Refana Lo, Regle Hasidav Nishmor. Amen. Today's Daf, Nunishmat, Ovadia Ben Dina, Ruach Hashem Terechim Begin Eden. Amen. So we'll start today's Daf on Nunbet Amud Bet. And we will begin with the question starting Ba'er Ami Bar Hama, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom. Ba'er Ami Bar Hama, Rova Atzamot Min Shidra V'Gulgolet Mai. So we learned in the Mishnah that a Rova, which is a weight of Atzamot, of bones, is Metameh the Nazir Be'ohel, that he would have to be Megalayah, that would have to take a haircut. And that's a Hadush, because normally it's Hatzi, and I'm sorry. My correction. The Mishnah said Hatzi Kav. Normally it's Rova HaKav, but for a Nazir, it's Halakha Moshe Mesinai, that it is Hatzi Kav. But the Gemara is asking over here, amen, that maybe that's by other limbs. However, the Shidra and the Gulgolet, which we learned from the Mishnah on yesterday's Daf, that are more stringent than other limbs over there, that we said that the Shidra and the Gulgolet alone, no matter what size they are able to be Mitameh. So maybe when it comes to the Shidran, the Gulgolet, the spinal column, and the skull, maybe we go Rova HaKav on that. Maybe we just like the more strict in general, maybe we're more strict on the Hatzikav, Rova HaKav. So the Gemara says, Kiketani Hatzikav Atzamot. When did we say in the Mishnah that Hatzikav Atzamot is Metameh Be'oel Hechadika Mish'are Barab? That's the other bones. Aval Min Shidran V'Gulgolet. But when it comes to the Shidran, the spinal column, and the Gulgolet, the Hamir, that they're more strict, because they themselves could be mitameh alone. Afilu rova atzamot. Maybe we're strict like the regular law, and maybe we say rova atzamot of those areas. Or dilma lashena. Or maybe no. Maybe hatzikav. Doesn't matter where the bones come from. So now the Gemara says amarava tashema. Well, let's start bringing proofs. Hashidra v'gulgolet. And so we have a statement. The statement is from the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says hashidra. It lists one of the chumrot, right? The shidra and gulgolet. We had a question yesterday: is it the shidra or the gulgolet? Is it shidra and the gulgolet? Fine. That we went back and forth with that. But we see that it lists as one of the chumrot of the nazir the shidra and gulgolet. The isal kadatach rova atzamot da'atim in shidra v'gulgolet hamir. If you're saying that it's more strict, litni al rova atzamot haba min shidra. Which means you should tell me rova atzamot ba'mishnah. List that in the Mishnah as one of the chumrot. Well, if that's a stringency, why does the Mishnah when it's listing shidra v'gulgolet? So it should tell me, and the rova of this shidra v'gulgolet will be mitameh. The Bar Mefaresh says litni ba behedya. That it said explicitly, "Val rova atzamot abam min hashidra shel shnei metim umin hagulgolet shel bet metim shel Rabbi Akiva mitameh v'achemim mitarim." So why don't you say it explicitly? So the Gemara comes.
So what's the chumrah of that over regular atzamot? Why we want to say this?
Right, we said that the tumah of the shidra v'gulgolet is alone.
Alone, we don't need rova.
Right, so the Gemara says, so maybe when it comes to the rova rule, the hatzi rule, maybe we should be strict by rova, because we see it already. That's right. Then the Gemara says, then the Mishnah should list it. The Mishnah is listing 10 or whatever different chumrot that we have, so therefore it should say it. So the Gemara then says, look at the bottom Tosfot for a second. Amar Rava, because Rava is talking. We need to get Rava clear. Amar Rava Tashim Ashid Rava Gulgolet. Dektar Mivat Nitin De Nazir Megalei Halem Vekasa Kadadak Deleka Shidra Vegulgolet Delet Bem Rova Atzamot. Right, for sure we assume Shidra and Gulgolet must have a Rova of Atzamot. Vi Lo Havyan Bem Rova Atzamot Lo Megalei Ulhachi Parich. The Isal Kadak Rova Atzamot Da'atu Meshidra V'Gulgolet Hamir. Let Imatid Rova Atzamot Abam Min Hashidra V'Gulgolet. V'Lama Li De Tani B'Mat Itin Hashidra V'Gulgolet De Mashpa Dafke Kishem Shelemim. What says in the Mishnah Shidra V'Gulgolet says only when they are complete. What do you have to say that for? Just say once you have a Rova of these items over here, that's already going to be Ha'afilu Shivurin. I'm reading the top Tosfot. Even if they're broken, Mefurakim. Right, because when it comes to the din of Rova, you don't need them to be shalem. Just as long as they're a weight of bones, that should be enough. Ba'ayle mimar, im yesh bim roba atzamot tenazim megali aleh. And the betif shot, but that kamam etzami hashidra ba'gulgol. It sounds like only when they are complete. But it's much better if you have the weight of a roba. No. Again, but the assumption is you'll always have a rova in a shidra and a gulgolet. So therefore, why do you have to tell me that the shalem? Just tell me that they tell me because of the rova. And they don't even have to be shalem.
They tell you that in regular tumah, right? In regular tumah, the shidra and gulgolet and rova, right? They say, I mean, they do give both those.
Right. So tell it to me then. Tell it to me that you don't need shidra and gulgolet shalemim. Just say shidra v'gulgolet rova, and then it's a bigger chumrah than what you're telling me in the Mishnah. Right. And Mishnah is telling me only when they're shalem. Why are they shalem? No. You have to have a rova.
What I'm saying is linyan nazir. I hear it.
On the nazir.
But they do say it linyan tumah.
Well, our Mishnah is not nazir.
I understand, but if you're saying that a shidra v'gulgolet is going to be for sure rova kav, right?
That's the assumption. That's, yes.
Then why they're listed separately when it comes to regular tumah? Regular tumah is shidra gulgolet and rova kav. I mean, the proof no, works in nazir.
You have to tell me by nazir that we said hatzikav.
Right.
That's the hadush. Why we said hatzikav by other atzamot? Maybe over here it's rova kav. Maybe, or is it across the board? By other cases, it's always rova kav.
I know, but what I'm saying is they're trying to prove
from our Mishnah
that you have at least a rova kav.
In atzamot, and still, we're saying they have to be shelemim. Mm-hmm. Why do they have to be shelemim? If there's rova akav, so then let them even be broken, and therefore it's just the weight of it. Okay. So the Gemara comes along and says, "What are you talking about? Who said that you have a rova akav in atzamot in skeleton?" V'had avahu de amar lo nitzricha el shidavir gulot she'en barova atzamot. There's a statement of Rava. Doesn't matter where it is. But he came along and said, no, the case is talking about we have a shidra and a gulgolet that has less than a rova. So therefore, your whole assumption was, for sure you have a rova. So if you have a rova, let it be mitame because it's a rova akav. And from the Mishnah didn't say that, must be it's only because it's shalem, and therefore it needs a hatzikah. So the Gemara says, who told you that every shidra has a rova? Maybe it's a small one and has less than a rova. So therefore, you can bring him a raya from the Mishnah from either way. So the Gemara said, so and then you have a shidra and rava now also. But it was Rava that came along and gave this answer. The Gemara came along and said, "Amar Rava Tashema Shidra v'Gulgolet." Rava is bringing the Ra'iya from Shidra v'Gulgolet that for sure it has a Rova, and still it said it's only Asur when they are Shalem. But what do you mean that Rava said that? Rava didn't say. Rava himself said it's even less than a Rova. So then we have a Stira in Rava himself. So the Gemara says, "Batar." The Shama'a Merabi Akiva, which means initially Rava held that it's not possible that a Shadav Gulgolet, that they don't have a Shi'ur of a Rova. That was his initial understanding. But after he heard it from Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva told him that could even have less. So therefore, it's not a Stira on Rava. There was different points in Rava's life. But bottom line, at the end, Rava holds it's possible that a Shadav Gulgolet does not have a Rova. So if you're going to bring a Ra'ya from our Mishnah, that why didn't it say a rova? I'm not discussing. I'm talking about a full, complete spinal cord that's less than a rova. That's mitame. That's a hadush in itself. What about rova? We don't know. The Mishnah doesn't discuss it. I'm talking about a spinal cord that's less than a rova. If you look at the fourth over, we'll just read some of them over here. Uparich veha hu da'amar, meaning Rava himself. Lo nitzcha el shidra v'gulgolet she'en bem rova atzamot. Alma de Rabba Gufes, Vina Lady Ika Shedra Gulgolet, the let me on Rava Atzamot. Ululam Emalach, the Afidu al Rova Atzamot Abam and Shedra Gulgolet, Nazi Megalaya. Right, maybe Rova is Megalaya, it's just that we're talking about of the Mishnah where the spinal column is less, smaller. Right? Umatniti Dictari Shedra Gulgolet, the Mashma Shedemim, a signal stream that Afidu end by him Rova. And the Hadush of the Mishnah is when it's complete, it's even less. And when it's a bunch of bones, it's got to be a Rova. And so there was Tira in Rabbah himself. Ultimately, the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva made a statement, and after Rabbi Akiva made a statement, then it taught Rabbah that you could have a Shidra that's even less than. And that's what it says, Batad, the Shaman, Rabbi Akach, Katub bechol ha-sefarim. Fine. But it doesn't say where any of this stuff is.
They want to say that it's from where
the six cases? Is,
yeah.
The six cases.
Because there he says a quarter kav.
Quarter kav. Okay. So over there you see
so
that.
So it's a quarter kav and the
Shadav and Golot must be shown as less. Right. Very good. Right. Very good. Okay. So we didn't bring a proof yet. Tashema. Shammai omer etzem echad min ha-shidra o min ha-gulgul. This proof we saw yesterday. So Shammai said that even one etzem from the shidra or from the gulgolet is able to be metameh be'oil. Like what the rabbis argued. The rabbi said, you need rov binyan, rov binyan. So the Gemara comes along and says, fine. But what do you see from over here? That according to Beit Shammai, if you say one etzem from the shidra, it's mahmir, one etzem from the shidra, that means Shidra is Hamur. So therefore, must be for sure, according to Shammai, maybe the Rova rule applies. And we don't like to make the machloket between the disputants of Shammai that far apart. So they're only arguing the Inyan, when it's Shalem. But could be, when it comes to the bones of the broken bones of it, maybe all agree that Rova Kav is enough. Their whole machloket is the Gabe, when it's Shalem, How much do you need? You need Rov Binyan, and they say even one bone from the Gulgolet, fine. But could be they all agree, Le'inyan, Rova, we don't want to make the Mahloket that disparate. So the Gemara says, no, Shani Shammai, the Mahmir Tefe. No, don't bring me a Ra'ya from Shammai. Could be Shammai is very strict. And therefore, he holds that the Gulgolet, even one limb, and the Shidra, even one limb from it. Therefore, you can't bring me a Ra'ya, what everybody holds, and Shammai is very strict. So the Gemara says, well, okay, wait. If he's very strict, that sounds like Hakamim are very lenient. So lifshot mine ta'amad the Shammai the Mahmir. Hal Rabbanan adika hatzika v'atzamot. So if he's the strict one, it could be the Hakamim are the lenient ones, and therefore it's hatzikav. No, Dilma ad kando pedigi Rabbanan the Shammai ela be'etzem echad. No, maybe the Mahlokim is Davka where they had their Mahlokim. When it comes to Etzem Echad, Shammai will say, it is Metabe Be'ol, and Rabbanan will say, not. Avad Be'rova Atzamot, Afid Rabbanan Modu. But maybe when it comes to Rova Atzamot, maybe the Hakamim will be Modeh, that even according to them, even according to Hakamim that say, En Tum'ah Be'etzem, meaning when it comes to Tum'ah, it won't be Metame, but maybe when it comes to Rova Kav, it will be. You have no ra'yah. Could be the only machloket that they had was the gaber tumat uhel by one etzem. But who knows? Maybe they agreed to Beit Shammai that rov akav is enough for tumat gulgolet.
We're gonna answer the question.
So we're gonna answer. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, the early hakamim, miksatana you umrim hatzi kav atzamot v'hatzi log dam lakol. Okay, now we're gonna have three opinions here. The early rabbi said, when it comes to hatsi kav atzamot, half a kav of atzamot, and hatsi log dam lakol, means if a person is ma'ahil on a half a kav of atzamot, tameh, whether it's legabe teruma, whether it's kadashim, whether it's nazir, for everything, which is clearly not Amishnah. Because Amishnah said hatsi kav is only for nazir. He's saying hatsi kav is lakol. Because that's not our opinion. And rova atzamot urvi'i dam lo lakol. And when it comes to rova, it's for nothing. There's no such thing as Rova is not going to be metameh. It doesn't break the zirut. It doesn't do any of these things over the gabe pesach sheni and the gabe teruma. There's no such thing as rova hakabemi midrabanan, but not the uraita. Umiksatan, second shita. Miksatan yomim af rova atzamot urbiit dam lakol. And some said, oh, the viit is lakol, which is not Amishnah either, because Amishnah said that it's hatzi. And then here it's saying, no, even the viit legabe nazir. So it's not that opinion. Third opinion, bedin shel achareihem, that's the final opinion, amru, hatzikav atzamot v'hatzilog dam lakol. Oh, so when it comes to hatzikav atzamot, it's for terumah, it's for kadashim, and it's for giluach nazir, and pesach sheni. Rov atzamot urbi itam, when it comes to rov atzamot, that's for terumah, for kadashim. Aval lo lenazir, v'oseh pesach, but not for nazir, and oseh pesach. So it sounds like that this last shita over here is clearly saying hatsi atzamot v'hatsi log dam lakol, meaning for terumah, for kadashim, and for giluach nazir and pesach sheni. But rova, no. So that sounds like what? That's Amishnah. It's like the third opinion. And then for the Gemara, I want to say that and that must mean from the Mishnah that we have in the Mishnah and the Halot,
that they took this halakha that betin shel acharehem. And basically, what is betin shel acharehem saying? That it only applies to that hatsi kav applies to nazir. So now the Gemara comes along and says, "Mechti, en hachra'at shlishit machra'at." So you're taking the third opinion. Okay, fine. But we have a general rule that you only take the third opinion if the third opinion is called the machriya. Machriya means it's like in between the two previous opinions. So you find like middle ground. So usually, halakha is like the machra'at. Here, however, the bet teacher l'acharehem is not actually a machriya. What were the three shitot again? The first shita was the bili ezer. Exactly. It's always chetzi. And the second shita was miksatam is roba. So you have an extreme over here. You have everything is chatzi kav, and you have another shita that says roba kav.
Kriya would be three-fourths. But
right. He comes along and says, Medin shlarem amru, chatzi kav atzamot v'atzilog dam nakol. He says, half is for everything, and roba atzamot urbi'id dam l'truma v'kadashim. He split it a little. I mean, when it comes to roba, it'll be for Terumah v'Kadashim, aval lo l'Nazir v'Oseh Pesach. That's not the middle ground of the Pesach to Shitot. So therefore, you introduce a third Shitot, no problem. So then, why do you assume automatically that, oh, the halakha is like the third opinion? Why should halakha be the third opinion? It's not the Mechliya. All three opinions should be equally, equally the same. Amar bi Yaakov bar Idi, b'pi Shemua, amar bi Haggai Zekariah of Malachi. We have a tradition from the Nevi'im. That's it. That's what we take it. You have a tradition. You can't say anything about that. Okay. So now the Gemara comes along and says, "Al-Ilwa Nazir Megalaya." So now we're going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said in a double language over here. The Mishnah said after it listed a couple of the tumot, "Al-Ilwa Nazir Megalaya." Then at the end of the Mishnah, it said again, "Al-Ilwa Nazir Megalaya." On these, the Nazir Megalaya. So the Gemara is asking, "What's this double language? Al-Ilwa Nazir Megalaya." So Gemara says, "Al elu deresha." Sounds like these, and to exclude something else. The meute esem kisora, a bone fragment the size of a barley. The al magaova masao in val ahilo lo. Esem kisora is only metame be magao masa, but it's not metame be ohel. So the Mishnah is saying, "Al elu megalaya be ohel," but not on esem kisora. And what's the last one? Al elu de sefa the meute eben hasechu. These are rocks that are protruding outside of the wall, and there might be a nefil that's underneath it.
Mahil,
right. So the rock protruding, exactly. And there's a nefil under one of the rocks, and the nazir, let's say, goes under one of these rocks, but you don't know if he went under the rock that has the nefil that's under it.
Has
all the rules, has all the rules, but it's a safek tumah. You don't know if the nefil is underneath it. So therefore, this even sechuchid, we're lenient when it comes to a nazir, that he's not megaleh. It's not soter the minyan of his nazirut. Again, so you have, again, these are rocks that are protruding off the wall, and there's tumah under one of them, but you don't know which one, and the nazir went under one of them, and you don't know if that was the one that was mahil on the tumah. Okay, v'hatzikav atzamot. We go back to hatzikav atzamot. That a nazir is metameh, if it's hatzikav atzamot from a med, and it's soter his nazir. So the Gemara comes along and says, hatzikav atzamot in. So the Gemara makes the obvious diyuk. Hatzi, yes. Rova atzamot, no. Was that the obvious diyuk? Hatzi, yes. Less than hatzi, no. So the Gemara says, what is the case? Idima di'it behon. If in this rova you have atzamot kisora, which means you have the shiurim of atzamot, you have certain atzamot that are the size of a barley, tipukle mishum etzem kisora. Once the nazir picks it up, so therefore already you have etzem kisora, assuming he touched it. So if he touched it, so therefore what do I care that it's rova kav over here? Forget about rova kav. You touch the etzem kisora, so therefore that's going to be tamei because of etzem kisora. It's nothing to do with the size over there, which means not only ma'ahil on rova akav will be a problem, even nogeya. Otpam, the Mishnah is saying only ma'ahil. Why only ma'ahil? If in this rova akav you have etzem kisora, it's not only asud be'ohel, it's asud also be'maga, which even if you didn't lift it up. So therefore, or ma'ahil over, you just touch the mixture. And we're the Gemara is assuming that in the Rova Akav you'll have an etzim that's the size of a se'ora. So if you have an etzim k'se'ora, so it's asur ifidu be maga umasa. Ela de akmah akmuhe. So what we're talking about was pulverized. So therefore we're talking about a rova akav that was turned into kemah, basically. So there's no etzim kisora. And that's what the Mishnah meant, that if the atzamot have a shiur of half a kav, so the magazin is megaleah. But if it has rova akav, it won't. But it's, and it won't be by rova akav, because there's no atzamot of kisora. So then you can make that diuk then. Half yes, conclusively, and rova no, conclusively. What do you mean? Even roba? If in the roba there's an etzim kisora, it can be mitameh. No, we're talking about akumuhe akmach, where it became kemah, it became like a flower, and therefore we have no problem. Okay. So the Gemara then says, al ever min hamet val ever min hachai sheish alehem basar kera. We learned in the Mishnah that if you have ever min hamet, that's a limb from a dead body, or an ever min hachai, or a limb from a live body, sheish alehem basar karaui, that has a certain amount of flesh on it. And we said that, what does it mean, a certain amount of flesh? That the limb would be able to regenerate if it had this enough flesh on it over here, if it was attached, obviously. Obviously, it's not going to live because it's detached, but if it was attached to the eye, this is enough flesh for the limb to live. We said that's going to be metameh be'ohil. And so we make a diuk. What's the diuk? The opposite. En alehem basar karaui, mai. What about if there's no basar karaui? Will the ever be mitameh, meaning that it would be megaleah? So amazing, we have a machloket on this. Rabbi Yochanan amar ena nazim megaleah alehem, which we understood. That's just straight up the yuk. And Barish Lakish says, no, hanazim megaleah alehem. Well, it doesn't make a difference. The nazim says megaleah alehem. Okay, what happened to the yuk, Rish Lakish? No, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan amar ena nazim megaleah alehem, daketani beresha. This means the first Mishnah. There's a Mishnah that's coming up, and they're going to call that Mishnah the Sefer. But it says in our Mishnah, Al Ever Min Amet, Val Ever Min Ahai, Sheyesh Alehem Kazayit Basar. So therefore, it gives a Shi'ur that has a Shi'ur of Kazayit Basar, which is the Shi'ur of significance. So the Gemara says, In. Yes, that's the case where it's Megalaya. Aval, En Alehem, Lo. Straight up the Yuk. That's Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Omer, Megalaya. No, Megaleah midelo ketani besefa. If that was the case, in the next Mishnah where it says the case is that the Nazir is not Megaleah, it should have brought it. It should say, and Eben Menachai, she'en bo basar kezayit. Eno Megaleah.
You don't have to say it.
Right? According to the Shakish, it does have to say it. According to the Shakish, we don't go with Diyukim. You got to tell me, if you're listening to Mishnah of cases where the Nazir is Eno Megaleah, why did you tell me in the Sefa? So from the fact that the Sefa didn't say it, I learned over there that if the Nazir is Mahil on any type of Eved that doesn't even have Basad, he has to be Megaleya. So the Gemara says, what does Rabbi Yohanan do to that? Rabbi Yohanan says, Amalecha kol hechad mashma mechlala lo ketani b'sefa. Now you have a simple rule. I put cases in the Sefa. The cases I put in the Sefa were all cases that you could not deduce from the Resha. But whatever you could infer or imply from the Resha, I don't got to put it in the Sefa. That's the rule. And according to Shakish, obviously saying, no. Now, once Rabbi Yochanan commits to that rule, so now you're going to have a problem. Because Rabbi Yochanan is basically saying, the second Mishnah is only going to be items that you cannot imply or infer from the Resha. So the Gemara right away is going to start with that. Gemara says, oh yeah, veha hatzikav atzamot, which is the case of hatzikav, de mashma hatzikav atzamot in, rova atzamot lo, simple diuk. V'kedani sifar over atzamot. This is not megaleah. So there you go. It was definitely diukable in the resha, and still the mishnah put it in the sifar. That's the word. Gemara's no hatam. No, you need to say it in the sifar because I would make a mistake. What was the mistake I might have made? Hatam ilav. If the mishnah would not have said rova atzamot, have amina afidu al magao. Lo, I would have thought that the Nazir is not Megaleah, even if he touched a Rova of Kavat Samot. That's why the Mishnah has to come along and say, Rova Atzamot Dal Ahilan Hu De'e Nazir Megaleah. Which means, it's coming to tell me, the Gabe Ohil. Because you would have thought that you make a diuk and say, but Rova Kav never. No, it's not ever. Yeah, if there's etzim kisora, it's so therefore, even regular, a regular kav can be is b'maga. It's pashut. So the Gemara it's saying if you just would have followed the resha, you would have came along and said hatsi kav yeh, rova kav never. So therefore, the Mishnah to come along and say no, rova kav not ohel. but baga will be. So that's Rabbi Yochanan agrees. If the diuk would be bringing you to a mistake, then I got to say it explicitly in the second Mishnah. Okay, veha hatsi logdam. Okay, Mishnah said what hatz hefa log of blood. Dishmat mina hatsi logdam in the viit dam lo. Fine, less than a hatsi kap of dam. No, but ketani sifa the viit dam. So you know, hatam over there by the viit dam. The Mishnah had to say it lapuke midrabi akiva. To come and teach with the Kadda follow Rabbi Akiva, that we learned that he's going to say that a Nazir is Megaleh even on the Vi'itam. Damar Rabbi Akiva, the Vi'itam, Haba, Mishne Metim, Mitame Be'ohim. So therefore, Adraba, you would have thought that maybe the Halakha is like Rabbi Akiva. If you just read out Mishnah that came along and said, Hatzi, so maybe you would not make a diuk of Rabbi, because you would say, well, Rabbi Akiva says even the Vi'it. So therefore, the Mishnah goes, oh, Rabbi, no, Ohel. And the Halakha is not like Rabbi Akiva. So again, anytime there's a reason we thought the guy would make a mistake, then the Rabbi Akiva said, I have no problem for the second Mishnah being a little more explicit. Okay, but I mean, we have another question. Hi, Eved Menameh, Techi Dameh. Okay, this Eved Menameh that we're talking about, Machloket Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shtakish, Idi'it Pe'esem Kis'ora, if this Eved is the size of a Kis'ora, might Ta'amad Rabbi Yochanan. What's the reason for Rabbi Yochanan? I mean, the Mishnah says clearly that Nazir is Megalayach al Etzem Kisora. So then what do I care how much meat it has? If it's the size of an Etzem Kisora, so then why does Rabbi Yochanan say it's not Metameh? It's Metameh, at least B'maga. V'i delet be'etzem Kisora, maitama derish lakish. Which means, and if it's a bone that's less than a seorah, so it's not metameh at all, medin etzim, and therefore an ever that does not have basar on it is not metameh mishum ever. So it's the ever over here. We're talking about an ever that does not have basar, so it's metameh medin ever. Fine. So if it's a seorah, everybody should agree. And if it's less than a seorah, everybody should agree. What's the case? Amar lechareish lakish leolam dedet be'etzim kesorah v'afidu hachi nachmana rabiyeh. We have a hadush over here. That we're talking about the Eved over here that doesn't have an Esim Kisora. However, we learn from the Pasuk that it's Metameh B'maga from Tum'at Eved Shalem, even though there's not Basar on it, and therefore the Nazir is Megalayah. So we have a special proof. And what's the proof? Netanya. V'chol asher yiga al penei ha-sadeh b'halal cherev o b'met. So the Pasuk comes along and says, when you guys in the field, and he touches halal cherev. Halal cherev is the sword that killed the met, or the met itself. So the Gemara comes along and says, "O be'etzem adam, o be'kabro." He touched the limb of the person, or he touched the kever. Al penei ha-sadeh ze ma'ahil al penei ha-met. So it says al penei ha-sadeh means he went over the met. He didn't touch it, but he was ma'ahil on him. Okay, ba'halal. What is halal? He touched the corpse. Ze eved minachai ve'yesho lehalot arucha. From the word halal, we're talking about where the person was nogeo or mahil on an eved that became detached from the body that has on it basar that would be able to regenerate. That's what we learn from halal. Cherev, famous derasha, hareze ki halal. That we learned that the cherev has a din of halal. That not only if you touch the met, but if you touch the or mahil on the weapon, it also has a din of tum'ah. Fine. O bemet. What does Obemet come and teach me? Ze ever nechadal melamet. That's talking about over here that a person who touches Obemet and ever shalem melamet that has enough basar on it, if it was attached, it would be metameh. Obeetzem adam ze rova atzamot. Okay, and when it says etzem adam means even rova atzamot, the person's mahil on it, metameh. Obekeber. Ze kever satum. And from the word kever, we learn from over there that a person touches those mahil on a kever satum, even if it's closed from all stadim, he's going to be tameh, even if he's mahil on the sides of the kever and not over the met itself. The kever makes it all one. And then, no matter which part, the amar mor, tum'a, bokad ve'ole, bokad ve'yoredet. Ve'ilu gaben gi'ah amar. Okay, we didn't bring the proof over here. We'll wait for the proof for next time.